The war-torn country of Rwanda continues to struggle in its recovery from genocide in 1994. More than a decade later, thousands of Rwandans are living with HIV, and many more live in extreme poverty. And they're reaching out for answers. A few Rwandans are in Louisville, Kentucky this week to learn nonviolent conflict resolution and how to teach it to children. From member station WFPL, Stephanie Sanders reports.
Louisville, Kentucky is a world away from Rwanda. Five people from the Central African nation have traveled here to a historic Presbyterian church for hands-on training.
What are some of the labels that happen at your school when you have a child that's stupid. Hard to handle? You said stupid? Okay. Dumb?
Class teacher Janine Shakir works to identify the ways adults sometimes oppress their younger counterparts.
And somebody said dangerous, but what about violent, right?
Shakir scribbles words like loser, rebel, and lazy on a large notepad. It's part of a lesson that teaches children to identify how language and particular words can fuel conflict and lead to violence. Generations of conflict and tension between ethnic groups in Rwanda exploded in genocidal rage in 1994. Hundreds of thousands of Tutsis and moderate Hutu sympathizers died in a four-month period of bloodletting. The slaughter, in one way or another, has affected everyone in the country that's about the size of Maryland. The survivors include Cesare Marcellin. He lost his wife and two daughters in the genocide, but is working toward national reconciliation.
I found after that not to revenge, and I choose a good way to do the good things instead of the bad thing.
Marcellin is a judge in Rwanda who issues penalties and possible treatments for those accused of participating in genocide. He's also the co-founder of an organization called Friends Peace House, a Quaker group started in 2000 to support peace, reconciliation, and conflict resolution efforts.
I think the culture of peace is for everybody. But here we are learning how to teach children. When we teach children is to prevent another genocide in the future.
Also attending from Rwanda are a school principal, minister, and psychologist Baraka Paulette. She admits it's not easy to change how people relate to each other in her country.
When the need is great and the service is little, you see, it's not easy. It even affects you sometimes. All I can tell you is we can't finish all the problems, you know, but you can do little that you can, and that can change many.
The Louisville Peace Education Program paid for the Rwandans to travel to Kentucky. Psychologist Paulette says she and the others will return to Rwanda today, full of training exercises, games, worksheets, and hope.
Is it hard, but is it possible? You see, it may take some time, but it's possible. And after that change, after hearing, after accepting, after understanding, then you start the new life.
Members of the Louisville Peace Education Program plan to stay in touch and even make follow-up trips to help teach a new generation of Rwandans how to live in peace. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Sanders in Louisville.